I mean, I've played a lot of games, a lot of snaps next to Corey, but you know, it's been a while, so I just kind of wanted to refresh memory a little bit. And him and JC are a little slightly different in how they like to, you know, block and fitness and double teams, and just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page there. So productive.
Does that hip get any better as the week goes on? Then it gets worse when you play. Is it a back and forth? Does it feel a little worse each game you play on it, or is it just kind of the same each week, get a little better, and then it hurts on it?
Yeah, I don't think it feels much worse, but it's kind of like a cycle. I mean, play Sunday, pretty sore for, you know, 3-4 days, and try to calm it down as much as I can so I can get back out there again Sunday and just kind of restart on Monday. So it's kind of the routine we've been doing the last couple of weeks, probably the routine we'll see for the rest of the season. You know, for me, it's just mostly mental preparation, doing as much as I can to make sure I'm staying in shape, get the conditioning down. And, but yeah, I don't really foresee it getting much better, getting much worse. It is what it is. So I think everybody's on board with it. And, you know, there'll be some days like today where I'm feeling pretty good and want to get out there and practice with the guys. And, you know, just got to ultimately be smart, make sure Sunday's the ultimate goal, you know, to go out and play. So just kind of take it day by day and just make sure, first and foremost, I'm not doing anything to set me back from playing on Sundays.
So is it just a pain tolerance thing, if I'm getting it right? And with something like that, how much does it hurt? 1 to 10, what are you going through?
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, I think game day I rely on some, you know, some energy drinks, some adrenaline to get me through. Throughout the week, it's not great. I mean, it's not just football-wise, but, I mean, there'll be days where just sitting in the recliner, sitting on the couch, you know, it's painful. You know, so kind of getting used to it now. It's been a few weeks, so just still trying to find a good routine to where, you know, I can feel good. Not only football-wise, but, you know, personal life. And ultimately, like I said, make sure I can feel good and get out there and play Sundays. But it's not great with how it feels, but as long as I can keep taking the field, keep playing on game day, I mean, that's my ultimate goal.
For whatever reason, I don't know if there's anything to it, but your scoring has been down collectively in the third quarter this year. Is that just coincidence, or do you think there's anything you guys have struggled with in that? Coming out of halftime or in the third quarter?
I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, I think we definitely put a lot of focus on starting games fast and finishing games strong. I think we just kind of have to have the same approach to the third quarter as we do in the first quarter. We got to go out and kind of press the reset button, go out and get off to a fast start. You know, it's, I don't think it's anything we've really can put it. Pinpoint, you know, put a finger on, but yeah, that's something we definitely need to improve on.
TJ, after the game, Rodgers called you an absolute warrior for what you did playing to. How much pride do you take in that kind of respect?
Well, I'm not the only guy that's doing it. I mean, I think it's a time of year where everybody starts to feel a little beat up. Everybody's playing with some, you know, their bumps and bruises, and I mean, I think not just speaking for myself, but really a characteristic of our whole offensive line. I mean, guys take a tremendous amount of pride at being available and being there for our teammates. And there's a sense that you don't want to let, you know, the guy next to you down. You don't want to let any teammates down by missing time. And unfortunately, those things are going to happen sometimes where you gotta sit and rest. But the way I look at it is, you know, I have a job to do. I've got to prove myself week in, week out. I've got to earn my paycheck. And, I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, I'm sure you guys sometimes don't feel great, and you got to get up and you got to go do your job. And it's I kind of have the same mindset. So, you know, I've always been a guy who I feel like I really want to be dependable and reliable guy. So I think that's what I take a lot of pride in, making sure that I can just be out there with the guys and contributing on Sundays.